Driver Joel and Fletch brought to you by CoinSpot, Australia's most secure way to buy and sell crypto. Brett Finch in the chair today for the great Bears head, Brian Fletcher, and Rugby League Royalties just walked in. Clive Churchill, medalist of 1999. Brett Kamala, he's going to join us for the call a little bit later on. You got Brett Finch, Origin field goal, winning champion, runner-up in the 2004 Dally M's, and then you got myself played in the Jersey Flag Grand Final in 1996.
Between us, we've won a Clive Churchill. Played for Australia between the three of us.
Yeah, exactly right. This is a big game coming up tonight, Finchy. South Sydney, take your Manly. We are calling it with Brett Kamala, so looking forward to that. We're going to stay here and give you the coverage all the way up until full time in that match, which is South Sydney, who come into this in third position. Manly finished the regular season in fourth position. For South Sydney, there are no changes from the Rabbitohs side that in their win, 16 points to 10 over the Panthers in week one. The Rabbitohs have won five of their past six games against the Seagulls. Their last finals meeting, 2019, where the Rabbitohs defeated Manly 34 points to 26.
Again, the top four remain, isn't it? And especially this year more than ever, the class above the sort of top four or five teams. And there's no surprise there that the last four standing.
For Manly, Des Hasler said he was ready to go yesterday. Brad Parker, who is out. He's actually out with a hand injury, replaced at centre by Moses Suli.
Des would have known that yesterday.
He would have known that a week ago. Seagulls fullback Tommy Trbojevic require one try to break Phil Blake's try club scoring record. It's unbelievable. What has he played, 15 games?
It's like an under eight stat. You know, you get the best kid there, he scores five tries a game.
It isn't. But you know what, right? And this is going to bring me to the next game. The rules have really highlighted try scoring and point scoring. You know, Turbo scored 25 tries. AJ scored 27. Fox scored 6 in one game.
I guarantee you, if they refereed like they've refereed the last month, no way they've tries. The game's being refereed different than the start of the year.
It is.
Totally different. And this is my criticism of the game is, you look at that magic round. How can rules be like that at one half of the year and then like we're playing a different game?
Yep. Coaches know the referees want to not interrupt a game.
Mate,
so the actual rule, as far as the 10 metres is concerned, and watch this in both games tonight and tomorrow, is the ball must clear the heel of the player playing the ball, right, before you can leave up off your line.
Yep.
Mate, as soon as they pass the ball, the first receiver, they've got 2 metres in front of them.
Oh, mate, and even around the...
Usain Bolt can't get up that quick.
Even around Golden Point or towards the end, mate, they're talking about the blockers. The blokes who are offside at marker, like coming to put pressure on the kicker as well, mate, they're jumping off the line. But obviously, and I understand the referees, they don't want to give away a penalty there to decide the game, you know. So,
yeah, but Finch, you know what I would do? And I've said this before on this program with Bears and degrees. Unless I was absolutely certain I was going to get a captain's challenge, I would keep it in my pocket because there's every chance you need a field goal in a final.
And if you miss it?
And if you miss it.
Go offside.
Without even looking, just say, we want to challenge it.
Yeah, that is... You're a real weirdo with your conspiracy theories.
I'm a real weirdo with plenty of things.
But you're always spot on. Yeah. This is not... It comes up with all these left field stuff, which is actually spot on. Especially these last couple of big games, because there's nothing between these teams. And you're right, a field goal where you go, how many times you might see the marker not square.
That's right.
Or a defender getting offside. You're exactly... And that could turn in, well, you missed the field goal. Just take the 2 points next.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. So that's what I would do. And if you kick it, you kick it. With relation to the next game. Now, I mentioned the try-scoring records. So the whole competition has swum in the direction of many, 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 many points. You know, and I said that, you know, 6 tries for Addo Carr in a game. You haven't seen that in 70 years. Seeing a bloke score 25 tries in 15 games, you don't see that. Alex Johnson, 27 tries, rather. So the point is, tries have been far easier to come by. However, the defensive stats for Melbourne and Penrith still remain where they were. So they're swimming against the tide. 13 points a game for Melbourne they're conceding, 12 for Penrith. They're the two best teams by a country mile, aren't they?
And exactly right. And I don't care what it is. The defence wins your premierships because at the end of the season, you're not playing those teams down the bottom you racked up 60 points against. You know, there's going to be, you know, the best defensive team is going to win those big games. And that's, you know, while the bottom half have been really poor this year and there's been a distinct difference between the best and the worst, the gap in the ladder, you know, the top teams have always been close games. And you're right, that comes down to being able to defend. And Souths are a perfect example of that. They won last week because of their defence.
Yep.
You know, who they've been such an attacking team, but they narrowed their focus on defence and that's what got them home.
This one, Kui boys, final time is an awesome time of the year. So proud of the Mighty Chooks to get to where they did with the injuries
they had.
Is
this two phones you wrote this in?
No. I can't support the Rabbits, but he is like you, two phones, and Manly being the arch enemies of the Chooks. So I'm going to have to cheer on the Melbourne Storm.
Brisbane, you beauty, that's me sending that in.
There he is, 1300 011 70 to have your say.
So you obviously, do you think majority of Chooks fans... See, this is how messed up all these Roosters and Souths and Manly fans are.
You're not
are.
A Chooks fan if you're going for the Rabbitohs tonight. I'd say that right now.
But Manly's an arch enemy.
But it's South Sydney. You are not a Roosters fan.
Do you want the game just to be called off?
If you are going for the Rabbitohs tonight, seriously. I can't stand them. I hate them. As simple as that.
And they were—they're just as passionate.
Of course,
they are.
And they hate us, and that's what makes it so good.
Yeah, the book of feuds.
That's the beauty of tonight's game too. Like, there's a couple of teams where you, like the Roosters, Manly, the Bunnies—they're a team you either love or you hate. There's no rule.
But I was
and
saying,
maybe Melbourne might throw another team in there like that, you know. So
I was saying, I think it was yesterday or the day before. I think Melbourne have become really, really likable over the last 2 years,
as great as
Cameron Smith was, a lot of people didn't like him. A lot of people didn't like Cronk and Slater. I love Cronk now because he came to the Roosters. But you look at Brandon Smith, Christian Welch, like Cam Munster, even though he's a Queenslander, you know, he's fun, he's energetic. And I think a lot of people, first of all, they admire and they respect Craig Bellamy for what he's done and what he's built there. And then from respect comes that admiration and that, I like this bloke. So I think Storm, even though Cam Munster said this week a lot of people are death riding us, I don't think that is the case in Sydney as what it was in the past.
Central Coast Tiger, about an hour ago, sent us in a WBW. And since that moment... It was $9.50, and it has drifted a Megan Gale. It's out at $12. So that's going to jump in about 4 minutes. But you know what, Central Coast Tiger, I'm with you. I've come with you there. So Jake from Newcastle writes, Finchie, when you played, what game did you get more nervous for, the prelim or the grand final?
I reckon the first prelim I played in.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 21. Yeah, I've never been to a grand final. So that nervousness, I'm in touching distance of an all-time goal, you know, obviously to win one. But after that, once you've sort of been there, your expectations to get there. And probably the most nervous I've been for a game was the 04
grand final. Yeah.
Because it was the last game with Freddie, and, you know, I knew this is back-to-back now. Like, this is your second chance.
Wow.
And obviously we've come up short. The least nervous game was probably the 09 grand final.
Is that right?
So...
Because you were super confident?
Super confident. I'm older.
Yeah.
I know the team we're playing. I play for the team that year.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's
the Storm, you know, well, this being at both clubs, mate, there's no way they're going
to
beat us.
Drive with Joel and Fletch. And today, Brett Finch, thanks to CoinSpot, Australia's most secure way to buy and sell crypto. 1300 011 70, the Ryko Fielders call line. Bob from Rockdale's been waiting patiently. G'day, Bob.
How are you, boys? All right?
Bobby boy.
What's going on? Hey, listen, I just wanted to ring in and say the best thing that's going to happen to South Sydney tonight is I'll be back home and out of hotel quarantine a week earlier than Manly.
Oh, let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Mate, I tell you what, we've got the A-man in here who he goes up in arms if someone backing his Manly because he thinks it's, you know, it's the early crow, you're death riding him. But then if someone goes for South, he's filthy at the same time.
I know.
Mate, well, who's your prediction for the GF next weekend, Bobby? Who do you think will be playing in the big one?
We'll play Melbourne and we'll put 42 on them this time. Not 40, we'll put 42 on them.
Oh, Bobby, fired up.
Just a 10-year reminder.
Hey, tell you what, I was logging it to them, Bobby, until you said you'll put 42 on Melbourne.
You know what Manly needs next year? We need to pick up Curtis Scott and put him into the second row and run him like a Steve Menzies. Tommy Turbo on the inside.
There you go.
Curtis in the second row or a lock forward. That's me, mate, son, and that's who we need.
Righto. Well, good luck, Bobby. I'm tipping Manly too, for what it's worth. Richie from the Central Coast has been waiting. G'day, Rich.
Hello, Finch and Joel. How are you?
How you good going, mate? What's doing?
And a lot. I've just got a random question. Did Kamali play for the Northern Eagles?
Yes.
Correct.
I reckon Noddy
thought he did.
Would have been one of the biggest contracts ever around that time in 2001, 2002, I think. No, just 2001.
I think he had a
2 years, 1 year, young. 1 year. Noddy, we've got to sign 1 year, 2001. I think Sharpie was the coach.
Yeah,
was Sharpie the coach, Noddy?
You know what he was.
Sharpie was the coach. And obviously, they were in Newcastle together, Sharpie and Noddy.
Brett Camorley was a new club specialist. You know, if you were starting a new club, he just wanted to be part of it. He tried to get over to the Western Reds. Then he went to the Melbourne Storm.
Hunter Mariners? Started up,
Hunter Mariners, Northern Eagles. If you were starting anything new, he just said, yep, I'm in. Put me in. Put me in, coach. There you go. Richie, who are you tipping tonight, mate?
I'm going to go for South for Blakey Tapp.
Ah, Blakey Tapp. Why so? Is he a mate of yours? Or
Central Coast boy, is he?
Yeah. I coached him and played footy with him.
Whereabouts on the Central Coast are you, Richie?
Berkeley Vale.
Oh, very good.
Well, you said you coached him. Was he always going to be on his way to playing first grade? Was he always the star?
Yeah, he was at Berkeley Vale when he was real young, and then he moved over to the Entrance and then come back.
Oh, Entrance
and
Tiger.
The whole time he was always good.
What are the Berkeley? So obviously Entrance Tigers. What are Berkeley Vale? What
Eagles?
Eagles, are they? Yeah.
Panthers.
Yes. There you go. Okay, Richie, good on you, mate.
That's the greatest early career I've got. Berkeley Vale, Eagles.
Yeah, we appreciate the call, Richie.
Panthers.
See you, mate. I was absolutely certain it was the Eagles. Anyway.
There's something Vale. Mona Vale, something Vale Eagles, because you know what?
The Mona Vale Raiders.
Mona Vale Raiders. So yeah. Something Vale are the Eagles.
There's the Eagles, not Berkeley Vale.
No. Hey, tell you what, you got me. I went, yes. Yeah.
I've done myself a mischief. Anyway, 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. You know what? We'll stay with this just for the time being, because Central Coast Tiger, as they round the bend at the valley, he has the leader hands and heels for the time being at about $12, if you don't mind, as they turn for home at the valley. So we'll just stay with this to see whether the Central Coast Tiger can get it home. They
tell
are starting
what,
to come for
it
here. Tell you what, he's put a bit of a gap on them here. And Front Page has gone for home. So the Central Coast Tiger is up and about.
Happy.
He's got about two. Oh, can't now, Alex. Oh, no. Alex has just gone the early crow. Now we're in trouble.
Oh, no.
They've turned for home. Oh, I'm so sorry, Central Coast Tiger. You are home until Alex pressed the clap button. And you're going to have a nice little second. I'm so sorry to you, Central Coast Tiger. Blame Alex Cecile. Oh, no. It's finished second. 1300 01 1170 for Ryko Fielders.
That wasn't deliberate. That was.